Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. The New Mexico legislature has adjourned after a 30-day session that focused on budget increases and criminal justice reforms. The Democrat-led House and Senate concluded work Thursday after sending the governor a $6.3 billion budget plan that increases spending on the judiciary, public education, business incentives, and Medicaid. Republican Governor Susana Martinez has until March 7th to act on legislation. The governor has said she is generally supportive of the legislature's budget. Martinez also said Thursday that she believes her administration is leaving state finances and the economy in better shape than when she took office in 2011. The former prosecutor praised criminal justice reforms approved by the Democrat-led legislature, but lamented that it did not include broader child abuse penalties that she supports. The governor also signed a bill Thursday to help shore up a man-made cavern on the verge of collapse underneath two highways on the outskirts of Carlsbad. Some of America's veterans want their commander-in-chief to take notice of a letter asking the national monuments be left alone. Ross Brown explains.
A New Mexico veteran is among hundreds who have posted a letter to President Donald Trump asking him to maintain the boundaries of monuments in places such as Arizona, Nevada, and California. Brett Myrick of Gila accompanied Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke on a hike into Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument during the agency's monuments review process. Zinke had been charged with reviewing dozens of national monuments as potential sites for increased oil and gas drilling, mining, and ranching. Like Zinke, Myrick is a former U.S. Navy SEAL and says there are many ways veterans choose to serve and protect.
Not just defending our country militarily, but also in our public lands and our freedom. And that's part of what makes America, America, right? The freedom to be able to go and be in these beautiful places. So that's important to us as well, defending that.
New Mexico's monuments escaped being reduced in size after Zinke's review, but his recommendation that Utah's Bear's Ears shrink by 85% and Grand Staircase Escalante by 50% was approved by the president in December. More than 1,000 veterans signed the recent letter to the president. 10 to 15% of all veterans suffer from post-traumatic stress, and Myrick says public lands offer an oasis of silence that can help with healing.
As a human being and a veteran, I feel that our public lands are very important. Monuments, wilderness, all the areas that we have, that public quiet lands are very important to me, and I feel they're important to people in the country.
Trump has called the establishment of national monuments by previous administrations federal overreach. This is Roz Brown, New Mexico News Connection.
The Gila Wilderness provides Western New Mexico University students a variety of opportunities. Emily Guerra explains.
Since 2006, the Natural History of the Gila Symposium in Silver City has provided local and regional researchers a place to share multiple perspectives of the Gila region and other areas of New Mexico, Arizona, and Mexico. Western New Mexico University Professor of Biology, Dr. William Bill Norris, says students also provide different aspects of nature.
We've had some Western students, we've had students from New Mexico State, we've had students from Eastern Arizona College who participate in the symposium, and also some of my former students from University of New Mexico who come down and give presentations. We have a student this year of Dr. Corey Neighbors, Ms. Raven Jackson, who's going to be talking about implications of stormwater runoff and what's the impacts of that in Silver City. So it's always gratifying for all of us in education to see our students presenting at the symposium.
The Gila also provides students future opportunities.
Many of our students go on to work in the Forest Service or the Bureau of Land Management or New Mexico Game and Fish, New Mexico Parks, and they work for 30 years with great knowledge of this natural resource that we have. That's just as rewarding to me, no more, no less, than the students who are going on for professional degrees. These are the people, our students, who are managing this resource for future generations.
The 7th Natural History of the Gila Symposium will be held at Western New Mexico University campus on February 22nd through the 24th. Information about this project is available at gilasymposium.org. The entire interview with Bill Norris can be heard on Fronteras this Saturday at 5 p.m. on KRWG-FM, on Facebook, and online at krwg.org. To listen to this conversation and others, just click on Puentes at visit our news link. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.